This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. During June Dairy Month, we're traveling to dairy producers who've diversified and are processing their own milk. Today, we're in the internationally well-known Oakfield Corners Dairy. We're talking to Molly Moffitt of Oakfield Artisanal. Molly, tell us a little bit about the dairy operation.
Yeah, so Oakfield Corners Lamb Farms VZ Farms Partnership is a large-scale dairy farm, family farm, but right now they got into the cheese making.
How do you fit into the cheese making business, Molly?
So I am the cheese operations manager, cheese maker. Basically anything along the lines of the cheese is my role. I came into roles because I interned last year in May, and when my term was up, Jonathan had brought the idea if I'd be interested in starting value-added processing for them. And you know what? I felt it was a great opportunity and a fit for me here, and so here we are now.
What a great testimonial to any young person listening to this saying, hey, internships really can turn into something.
Yes. I mean, I wasn't even expecting to, you know, get into a whole different realm of the dairy industry. But it's cool to see, you know, there's so many different sectors just because of the industry. And so that's where I am today. And I'm really happy with the choice that I made.
It's kind of unique, but it's a growth area, right?
Yeah. So Oakfield Artisanal makes Mexican style cheeses. So right now we have a queso fresco and a chihuahua. We are working on a third line, which is the Oaxaca. And we found through the research phase that, you know, New York State, there was a demand for it and that there's a high population of the Hispanic community. So we wanted to fill that gap and bring the cheese and the taste of home to them.
Tell us about fresh cheese.
So fresh cheese is literally the term fresh cheese. Our cheese is a short shelf life. It's not aged. We can get 3 weeks to 4 weeks. If you keep it sealed, it will last longer than that. But I make it one day. It gets chilled the same day, and the next day it's packed and it's on the fridge. So, I mean, it literally is the definition of what it is. It's pasteurized and cultured.
Where do you distribute it to?
Right now, we are just in our farm shed that we have here out front of the farm. We did a soft launch with that probably a month ago, and it's been really successful. We also have our Wagyu beef there. Hopes, you know, in the future is we do plan to get into other retail stores. Right now, we've talked to the authentic Mexican stores and then same as with Tops and Wegmans.
And how does this fit into this dairy, which is both a large commercial dairy and a very well-known registered dairy?
Yeah, it fits in as, you know, they wanted to diversify and, you know, expand into the dairy industry more than what they already have. And they felt that this was a great fit for their future generations also. And, you know, it's something they've always wanted to do.
It's a little bit of fun along the way and a little bit different product mix than most of the producer dealers that we talk to.
Yeah, it's unique. It's really fun because we get to go out and go to different events. Just yesterday, we were at the Muck Dogs baseball game in our hometown here for the No Farm, No Food. So it was really cool to share farm to food straight to the consumer. And it was really enjoyable to share our story and the why that we started getting into the cheese making.
We've kind of skipped over Molly Moffitt. Tell us a little bit about how you got here and your education.
I actually grew up in Ohio. I went to Wilmington College. It's a small private school, but really good ag program. So I double majored in ag communications and ag policy. And then I interned up here, and that's how I stayed here. But I have always grown up on a dairy farm. I was very involved in the show industry. So it just, with the people I've already known, it felt like home up here too.
Somehow that showing experience in Oakfield Corners kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty fitting.
Pun intended, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually.
And for those that haven't been here, it's just an amazing place to see. And Jonathan and Alicia Lamb are very well known, both in the registered circles and commercial, and very approachable and very dairy industry minded.
Yes. Yes. They are great people to just be around and to work with. You know, if you ever get the chance to talk to them, do it, because, you know, it's a great bond to have with them. And the knowledge that they share is, it's, you know, it's amazing.
Molly Moffitt of Oakfield Artisanal, thank you very much for being with us today.
No, thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.